Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A rocket fueled by the occult. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
So this is the first one, Rebecca, where I didn't tell you what I brought to this episode today.
I know.
Right? All I told you was what to say just now.
I'm so excited.
You're so excited. You have no... So I'm going to give you a shot.
I fucked up the intro a bunch.
Right, because you got so excited.
I got so... I'm like a puppy. Like I just peed.
Now, with that information I gave you, do you have any idea of what you think it might be?
I want to... say something with the Challenger or Soviet space dogs, but I
want to say that, but don't say those.
But I
but don't say those.
Okay, I just did.
Yeah, but
on
don't.
The airwaves.
Yeah, don't.
Okay. Okay.
So, is that your guess? I'll give you another hint.
Mm-hmm.
It's local. Yeah.
Mount Wilson.
No.
All right, let's just do it.
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to talk about
your big print.
I know.
Jason's we're going to be talking. 400 years old.
Okay. This is going to be it because we talk about places, right?
Mm-hmm.
Locations are kind of the star
of
it. Now, this one's going to be a little bit different because we're going to be talking about a general place and then a person. But this in the kind of the broad strokes, it's the Jet Propulsion.
JPL?
JPL. Jet Propulsion Laboratory, yes.
Oh, my God.
So I knew you, I figured you knew
yeah,
what it was.
Yeah, I just didn't think of it.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to because you told me.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, so that's in Pasadena, where is, like, that's kind of the general area, although we're going to be not...
I just say, I've gone on dates with 3 guys from JPL.
You know, I was going to say, I was just like, I wonder if you've hit these dates here...
Is that the intro is mostly like, has Rebecca had any romantic affiliation with this place?
Yeah. Or does everyone kind of have the same kind of like, I got something's going to blow your mind, girl.
Yeah.
And then the next guy's like, hey, girl, I got something's going to blow your mind. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you're like, cool.
Yeah.
It's like that. And what's the thing that everyone, SpaceX? I go on a lot of dates with guys from JPL and SpaceX.
No, are they from there or
they were born there. No.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, they're all like... 28 to 35 year old white guys who are like, they do think it's gonna blow your mind.
Yeah.
They are like, or like one guy I went out, he kept saying he worked at JPL. He was like, oh, cool. He probably has a science background. No, he just like did a tours there.
Okay.
Like, which also is cool, but I was also like, I feel misled.
Yeah. It's kind of like when there's resumes where it says, I guess the title is kind of petrol. Like distributor professional, but that's really gas station attendant.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. It's good. Kind of really like spin it.
Yeah, it's a real good spin.
You're like, what's her name from Scandal?
Yeah. what's the actress?
Let's spend more time on this.
Yeah, I'm like, Scandal. I've only seen the first episode on a plane.
I haven't seen it either.
It's good.
We saw it on a plane though.
It was good. So any of those dates? At any of those 3 dates, did any of them go anywhere past that date?
No, they were all also like pretty awkward and humorless. One guy was supposed to meet at JPL because they do talks there, which is super fucking cool.
Yeah.
Which I'll share on our social media.
And maybe we'll
free.
Maybe we'll
fucking show up.
Yeah.
Star alerts. Star search.
And not the stars in the sky.
No.
Rebecca. Don't confuse them. Okay.
I wasn't confusing them. Yeah, okay. I'm a fucking star.
Sorry, yeah.
Ask my mom.
So I thought that this would be, I knew you were going to know what this was. I just want to know if you could figure it out from the intro.
I couldn't.
You couldn't. So we're going to get into the JPL. We're going to get into Pasadena in general. Yeah. And we can't not talk about Jack Parsons.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so rich.
I did this research like a couple of weeks ago. So like this is all in my head because I think we were going to do this, record this a couple of weeks ago.
I haven't even looked at mine in months.
Okay, cool. So that's why I'm like not as fresh as, but when I was doing all the research, which I've done every couple of months, I'll be like, oh, I got to look the same stuff up again. I got to go down the same rabbit hole with the JPL.
This is such a fucking good
and
one.
And there's a new show about Jack Parsons, Something Angel. Oh, I forget what it's on.
What network?
I don't know. But it's like relatively new. It's like Something Angel. I knew it back when we were looking it up. Maybe it'll come through in my notes. But we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about the occult.
Yes.
Around that. And like, I want to say just maybe as a little bit of a disclaimer, not that I like to give disclaimers. You know, I'm not a religious person, right? Mm-hmm. That's not, you know, my point is not to talk about religion or kind of, you know, what my point of view is. It's just that's not my thing. But I've always been for a while been obsessed with the occult, maybe even as a young age, because you know, you listen to, when you're a kid, you know, when you're old like me and you listen to like a Motley Crue record for the first time, you're staring at those pentagrams,
you're like, what is cool? And it's like, oh,
this is cool.
What is this?
Black metal, horror movies, it's a very kind of, it's very alluring. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So even though I do not believe in Satan or whatever, but I've always been very interested in like Satanism, just culturally, and I've been interested in religion culturally.
Totally.
There's a lot of history and there's a lot of passion behind it. So I've always been very interested, but just to say, like, even though I'm very excited to talk about the occult, I do not like affiliate with that at all. I'm not really, I'm an atheist by trade, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I get paid for that, right?
You definitely get paid.
I do that 9 to 5.
Union.
Yeah. I mean, 9 to 5, 5 days a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
2 15-minute breaks.
Exactly.
So I just want to kind of put that out there. Cause when I tell people that I'm very,
really people think, God, we live in such an echo chamber right now where it's like, everyone has a tarot deck flying around.
Sure.
You know,
but you know, people might be listening. He's like, oh, this, you know, this guy's like a Satanist. I'm just obsessed with cults, religion, anything, but it's
I am your leader.
Yeah, it's
I am a Satanist.
It's very sexy. I mean, the whole
very
thing
sexy.
Is very
sexy. It's really fun.
It's fun. It's
fucking
cool
metal.
Imagery.
It's like badass. So awesome. It's like fucking like.
It's so much fun. And this is probably no different. So we're going to be kind of talking about the occult, which will be pretty exciting.
Yeah. Well, to insert myself back into your ideology. Sure. I also do not consider myself particularly religious, but I think I have an art background and I love imagery, especially like very like seeing an art history, like all the Gaudis and the medieval art. And I think that kind of started my kind of obsession with occult practices like heaven and hell, because again, growing up Jewish, it's like, nah, everyone's accepted, you know, like, no, whatever. It's like very, it's not scary, but like Catholicism is fucking scary.
Sure, yeah.
You know?
It's all very interesting and all very terrifying.
The reliquaries of like the fingers, the saint, like, I love that shit. I love the idea of like the Book of Revelations. Talk about like the most metal thing ever.
Real page turner, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
It really is. Just you can fly through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, it's you got a Friday night?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So we're going to get into that.
Yeah.
Right? A little bit. And we got to do some business.
Yeah, we do.
We got some business to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
For starters, I want to, at the end of this episode, there will be a trailer for another podcast that I like a lot, Suspect Convictions.
Oh,
very interesting. It's a little bit of a longer trailer, but I can see why it's longer, because it really kind of takes you there. So at the end of this episode, as soon as we're done, I'm going to play the trailer for.
How long are we talking?
It's like a 2 to 3 minute trailer.
Okay,
but it's at the end. I'm going to put it in at the end. You don't have anything to do with this. Don't worry about that. You'll be long gone.
Oh my God, I'll be fucking down the horizon.
Yeah,
like was here.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be like Diet Coke cans rolling in the wind.
That's it. So that's Suspect Convictions. We're gonna talk about that.
That sounds cool.
That's gonna be fun. And we have a sponsor. Can you believe that? Somebody that's interested in what we're doing. They like what we're doing. I like what they do. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. It's Blue Microphones.
Hello.
Which we're talking on right now.
I've been using, sound quality?
It's great for podcast. Mm-hmm. For somebody like me to be able to use it and not have to worry, because I'm not super tech savvy. Mm-hmm. We've been using it for a while. I've been using Blue Microphones for a while. And we're going to continue using them because they're great and they work.
They do work.
I just work. You know what I mean?
Just make it simple. I want to say something. I want to get into the microphone. Will take it through the cords
into
this
ears.
Demon box.
Blue's award-winning products are the driving force behind professional musicians, internet creators, countless elite gaming teams and Twitch streamers, and even podcasters like us.
Dumb motherfuckers like
stupid
like us.
The Yeti USB mic, which is what we're using right now, is the internet's most popular microphone. Blue's mission is to help users find and amplify their voice by making the coolest microphones on the planet. Learn about Blue at bluemic.com.
Woo! Wait, I want to say, too, thank you for all of our Patreon supporters. There's a children's birthday party happening outside. Which we're all fine with.
Yeah.
But thank you so much. You're going to get a random text in the middle of the night from me. Enjoy it.
And you get episodes early? I'll probably, this will be up when you, it'll be up on, all the episodes will be up at least 2 days early on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
For everything. We're
going
to take care of you.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, as long as you don't need anything,
then
we're going to take care of you.
It's like the lowest expectations. We will handle them.
Yeah, like basic necessities? No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. If you need
laws of, what is it? Is it Maslow's laws of necessity?
Of needs?
Needs, yeah.
Hierarchy of needs.
Hierarchy of needs. This isn't on it.
No.
If anything, it's a detriment to that.
No. What's the opposite? There's like a mirrored hierarchy, which is just us
we also
sucking
have
away your money. I'm gonna stop.
But by money, we mean like the equity of your time, I guess.
Yeah, time and money.
But
and
if you could donate
resources,
like $1 a month, you know what I mean? Because we're gonna be doing these tours, we're gonna travel these places.
Yeah, and we're gonna have a fucking live show.
Yeah, coming
premature,
up.
Perhaps.
No,
you know?
Definitely. Heart, horse, I don't know what order they go
Who
in.
Who knows?
We don't know.
We'll never know, and that's the point.
The information is not there.
Yeah. But that's the 29th. We're going to get you more details.
It's September 29th?
September 29th, 2018. It's in conjunction with Ghoul-a, or Ghoul-LA, which is a ghost hunting...
Paranormal
website.
Paramilitary?
Nope.
Okay,
nothing else.
Nope.
So it's going to be super, super fun. It's going to be at Heritage Square, which is this beautiful place. If you're local and you want to hear us record this podcast live, you want to hear us do stand-up, you want to hear other people tell stories and do stand-up in front of haunted houses.
Did you feel guilty by saying stand-up?
I never feel guilty. we're going to put some info out there.
Yeah, so you can always check all our socials, Facebook, Twitter,
You can
Instagram.
Always check.
You can always check.
It's not a one-a-day type of a quota. Whatever you want,
whatever
baby.
Whatever you want. It's all Ghost Town Pod. And you can email us at ghosttownpod@gmail.com like Kevin did.
What?
Well, we asked, hey, listen, where's something in
he's
your
single?
Local home? Is he single? he spells it with six N's. Does that mean he's single? I'm kidding. He spells it with one N. Kevin is from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Too far.
But it's
it'll never work.
Yeah, but it's a hotbed.
No, did you listen to me for a second? I liked what we had. It would just it's not. You can't. No, we no contact. No, okay.
He doesn't mention.
I care
once
about you.
Lot. No, different Kevin, I guess. This wasn't one of the three JPL Kevins. This is Kevin who has his, he's got his act together. He doesn't.
All right, let's hear it.
But if you did go on a date with Kevin, he's in Shreveport, Louisiana. Louisiana is a hotbed for the mysterious and the dark. And
I know.
So there's the, which we'll, we're going to check these out and maybe do a future episode, but he references the Ellerbe Road School.
Mm-hmm.
The Shreveport Municipal Memorial Auditorium.
Okay.
And then the Taylortown Tower. All these municipal memorial.
Oh, I like
memorial,
all the T's.
Taylortown Tower. That's from Kevin. If you have
is this our first email?
I believe this is our first email of people suggesting places. So, but email us. We'll read.
Okay, so there's other fan mail.
There's other. We got some Instagram messages that we're going to put on a different episode just to split it up.
Okay.
But if you write it, we will read it because we want to fill time.
Yeah, we like time filling.
Yeah.
But also, we are very vain, and anything, any suggestions, very vain and very interested.
Yeah.
So I thank you so much, Kevin, for those suggestions. I might do one of those.
Yeah, we'll check them out. They're all on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If they have a Wikipedia page, we're all over it.
Yeah. If you're not on Wikipedia...
I don't know what to tell you.
Or Yahoo Answers, we out of here.
Or what's that other one that everyone thinks is legit but is not? It's like a question. It's like an Ask Jeeves style.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Fucking, I don't care. Anyway.
Okay. So let's talk about the JPL. JPL is not just a place to go on ironic dates. We find out.
But it also is that.
It is exactly that.
All right. Keep going.
Well, it was founded in the 1930s. It's currently owned by NASA and managed by the nearby California Institute of Technology, Caltech. If you're in a rush, you don't got time.
I did date a guy who worked at Caltech.
Of course you did.
But we actually dated, not just a date.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm. So it was more.
Phase six guy.
Your heart out, Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin's good. He doesn't. He's good. The laboratory
good.
Currently, its primary function is construction and operation of planetary robotic spacecraft, though it conducts Earth orbit and astronomy missions. It's also responsible for operating NASA's deep space network.
Damn.
It's like the deep web, the deep state.
But I'm
reaching.
It's like the.
I'm just kind of reaching. But it really goes back. It goes back. Jack Parsons is kind of the one of the fathers of rocketeering, I guess.
Yeah.
But is that Kevin already, or is that one of the JPL
Kevin
guys?
Kevin, hit me up. You guys, I'm podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah. So Jack Parsons, really interesting dude. He's kind of the one who. And then he somewhat kind of got discredited down the line and then ended up dead.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bye, everybody.
That's our podcast.
That's our podcast. We talk about Rebecca's dates for 25 minutes.
We give you a tease of something going truly awesome, and then we're out.
So there's a lot of information kind of flip-flopping around. Parsons was born in Los Angeles in 1914. By the late 30s, a self-trained chemist. Working with a group of scientists who would later form the nucleus of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Mm-hmm. I think they're known as the Suicide Squad. They were. They were known as the Suicide Squad.
I didn't know that.
They were probably doing dangerous stuff with rockets.
Yeah. Well, think about being a self-taught chemist and how many fingers you must have. Like how blown out you are already.
We wouldn't even be self-taught podcasters.
No.
We're too scared.
I've been self-taught nothing.
Yeah. And on the side, he's exploring knowledge of a more esoteric nature, diving headfirst into the study of magic. Now, if I spell it with a K, does that make it more interesting? Magic
it makes
with a
K? Like sex, like band. Sexy, like you're in band, but you also are a magician with magical practices. Yeah.
So he has a mansion, or what was considered his mansion, Parsons Mansion or something like that, in Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
So he turned his Orange Grove Avenue mansion into a boarding house for artists, bohemians, dropouts, and occultists.
Mm-hmm. And I always love when chemists or scientists have like that occult like bend to them.
Because
I think that is
kind
so
of like,
interesting.
It's so interesting because it's so open-minded, but yet so different.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're embracing, really truly embracing both things, saying, hey, these can coexist, which is cool, but also could be contradictory depending on who and what and where, right?
Well, I think we get so, like, the nature of inquiry, I think, allows for both of those things because we've found out a lot about science through the scientific method. Just because we don't know about this stuff or don't know how it works doesn't mean it doesn't exist per se, even though, you know, I know a lot of scientists are like, well, God, you know, like, whatever, like, all this shit doesn't exist. Absolutely not. Blah, blah, blah. But it's also like, but that the way we found out this information was nobody believed it. Everything was like, who the fuck knows? Like astrology.
Yeah. And until we got to this. Now we're on the internet.
Yeah. And then more astrology.
And then we're going back
back. Yeah. So I love that shit.
He would hold occult rites in his basement of what people would call the parsonage.
Mm-hmm.
He was down and buddies with a young L. Ron Hubbard.
Heard of him?
Yeah, heard of him. don't say that too loud. I know there'll be a knock on the door.
It's gonna be my cat's gonna be dead in my mailbox.
Who joined him in his occult pursuits before running off with Jack's mistress? So L. Ron Hubbard's a
yeah. So if you see scoundrel. Going Clear, they talk a little bit about Jack Parsons, and they talk a little bit about what a piece of shit L. Ron Hubbard was.
Sad. Yeah, it's it seems like he had kind of like a short. I don't know. Or maybe that's exactly what it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And before Hubbard left, he allegedly prophesied that Parsons would soon die in a fiery death. And he did.
Yeah.
He did part of the, you know, he kind of formed this thing that became the JPL, but then people were kind of like distancing themselves from him because he got in real deep with the cults and the rituals. I imagine there's a lot of nudity.
Probably nudity, like ritual, like some breast holding, but like not, I don't think it's like orgy style. Like, no. I think it was just a very like Jodorowsky, like ritual, people holding still naked, you know, like kind of a thing. Yeah, but I also, what was I going to say about him?
There was like French kissing.
Yeah? Tongue?
No tongue. French kissing with no tongue. That's my style. Girl, you want a French kiss without the tongue?
And you confuse
or the
them.
Mouth? Yeah.
And they're like, they walk away?
Yeah, and they're like, cool, man, see you later. Mm. And I was like, make sure to rate and subscribe to Ghost Town on iTunes.
That's good.
That's what I do, and she doesn't do it.
What?
But maybe people that are listening can rate and review us
on
iTunes.
Should we put a French kiss with you, no tongue, on the Patreon?
Yeah, no tongue, no mouth.
No tongue, no mouth.
Yeah.
You're in different
areas. But tons of emotion, like too much emotion.
Okay.
Like crying.
It's like, a lot.
I love you.
I wanted to say something about Parsons, but I forget. Oh, the Golden Dawn. He was mildly involved in... God, it was called like the Cult of the Golden Dawn. It was in Pasadena too. Maybe we'll do it.
We'll do a separate thing. Yeah, I don't want to waste.
He's very influential in Pasadena and beyond.
Yeah, Pasadena is a very like only time I go to Pasadena is to go the couple of times I've performed at the Ice House.
That's right.
But Pasadena is cool. Oh no, then there's that. There's a botanical.
Descanso Gardens. Oh, yeah. Huntington.
Huntington Gardens. Yeah, this is the only.
Those
time...
aren't technically in Pasadena though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems I'll go there with my parents.
Yeah.
It's for a nice meal.
Yeah. A nice safe Jewish celebration.
I mean, they have parrots roaming the streets there. It's like a suburb, but like a bonkers, like Beetlejuice style suburb.
Yeah. It's very, very interesting and very old, like, you know, it's old town Pasadena. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. He worked with he worked with the JPL. He was also a goddess obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very, very interesting. And then he was down with Aleister Crowley.
Yeah, which is also fucking amazing. That's how I first heard about him in Chicago because I went to this free lecture that didn't turn out to be free.
Yeah.
Okay, with my
Did
boyfriend.
You pay with your soul?
At the end, they were like $20, and we were like, it was said it was donation only, and they were like $20.
So to enter was free, but you had to pay to leave.
Yeah.
It's because, like, cool, but I guess the devil will just take it up with you later. Is that kind of the gist?
I guess. I was like, we'll talk about this. We never did. But, yeah, Aleister Crowley's amazing, too.
You know, I always, like, Aleister Crowley is, Aleister Crowley is, like, we're talking, like, early-ish 1900s.
Yeah.
And then, I just posted a picture of our Instagram, and his name is escaping me. Anton LaVey.
Yeah,
is
Anton
later.
LaVey is later. Yeah. He was, like, a disciple...
he was like a sexy disciple.
Yeah. I mean, they're all sexy. The soul patches, those pointy beards.
Everything's very pointy.
Beads. Yeah.
I guess they actually, in this one article, use the word frenemy. Mm-hmm. But they participated in rituals of sex magic with rocket scientists sleeping with his girlfriend. This is L. Ron Hubbard.
Mm-hmm.
And then, left with his money. There's a connection between Scientology and the JPL.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, and then the Ordo Tempi Orientis was part of this. There's so much
bound up. It seems like a fucking like fable or some like weird, like you're like, who wrote this crazy story of all of these converging famed institutions? Yeah.
You know? And I guess back then there wasn't like a lot of competition for like rocket science wasn't like rocket science, I guess. Yeah. Like then, so everyone, like whoever is kind of working on it, were the cutting edge,
yeah,
for better or for worse.
And it also felt like it was always one of those like kind of glamorous thing. Like all of this feels very glamorous, yeah, you know, where it's like rocket science, like the race to get into space, mm-hmm, you know, sex cults, the devil, like all this stuff seems very like Wolf of Wall Street circa, yeah, like 1930.
Yeah. And it's all very aggressive. Mm-hmm. There's an account of Jack Parsons, where Parsons claimed to have summoned, this is like where he kind of early got into, mm-hmm, you know, his like occult interest. He claimed to have summoned Satan when he was 13 years old in the late 1920s, and that began his lifelong interest in the occult, mm-hmm, and then discovered the work of Aleister Crowley. Mm-hmm. They both mentioned Satan in the work, but I guess it wasn't like a Satan worshiper. Mm-hmm. Technically, they were pagans. Mm-hmm. With a deep libertarian streak, which that word libertarian, like,
yeah,
is like
it's very charged now.
Yeah, it's a very, you know, and they did hallucinogenics. Mm-hmm. That could be, because that could be like diet soda, right? That's hallucinogenic.
Yeah, it's pretty
right?
wild.
Secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
Is a party drug, right?
Whoa, 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 yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Secondhand Stop. Ciggy smoke is a party
Contact
drug.
Contact solution. In your eyeballs? How? Why?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Listen,
are you
take
gonna
it
be
from
okay
me.
Tomorrow?
Take it from me. Mr. Drugs.
It's true. Jason's nickname is Mr. Drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah. Jeffrey Drugs is my
name. Can you verify
my
Mr. Real Drugs?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Gary Drugs.
Yeah, so they would, you know, drive, you know, when he was, they were working in Pasadena, not where the JPL is currently. That's really, mm-hmm, kind of where it all ended up and where dates happen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they would like, you know, light bonfire. You know, I just don't know how much was like rocket science and, mm-hmm, how much of it was kind of like doing a chant over like some like nitroglycerin or something,
yeah,
like that.
Exactly. It's so hard to know.
So what ended up happening to Jack Parsons, mm-hmm, what is that name of that show? It's something. Can you look it up on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Just look up Jack Parsons Angel. I'm just dying to know. I just thought I had it written down here, but again, I haven't looked at this in a couple of weeks. Stand by. It's something Angel.
Stand by. Stand by. Jack Parsons Angel.
Don't check Tinder yet.
Strange Angel.
Strange Angel, yeah. Strange Angel.
This is my Tinder.
Yeah. So I don't know if anyone's seen it, let us know, because I definitely want to see it, but yeah. I don't want to watch a show like that, and it's going to... All it's going to make me want to do is wish it was a documentary. Mm-hmm. You ever see those things where you're like...
I hate shit like that. Where, yeah, I'm like, just give me the facts because they're as good.
Yeah, so I just wonder how much of it... I understand, like, you know, a certain part of it has to be kind of like to make it, mm-hmm, move and flow. But if it's just kind of like a based on thing, I'd, mm-hmm, rather just... This podcast shouldn't be your source
of anything.
Any information. It's just through the vessel
happiness,
of us.
Yeah. Sexiness, emotional fulfillment.
Through the vessel, yeah, of us.
Entertainment.
Information. Anything. But definitely donate to our Patreon, Ghost Town Pod.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Patreon.com/Ghost Town Pod. He ended up kind of, Jack Parsons ended up getting kind of pushed out. Like, they, mm-hmm, kind of took, you know, his ideas and kind of pushed him out. You know what I mean? He was an interesting dude. He was a strange angel,
yeah,
I guess.
He was strangel? He's a... Television's calling.
No,
it wants
calling.
My ideas.
No. It's good. It just wants you to just sit and watch it alone with your cat. That's okay. What it wants. We're good with that.
Okay, fine. That's more my speed.
So what ended up, Jack Parsons spent his final years of his career working like pyrotechnics for Hollywood, mm-hmm, movies. And he met his end when a shipment of explosives blew up in his garage.
Yeah.
Which... is very logical.
Don't ship explosives to your garage.
Yeah, it's probably not a controlled environment. It's, mm-hmm, probably not the best place to be. And I'm sure pyrotechnics in the early 1950s, mm-hmm, you know, were probably good for its time, but probably were very, very... asbestos everywhere.
Yeah, also, lead. In my head, it's like he wakes up in the middle of the night and he doesn't know what's going on. His lights are out and he lights a match, yeah, and that's it.
On June 17th, 1952, a huge explosion rips through his home lab. The police found Parsons still alive. His final words were, make sure to donate to patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
You are taking me
doing? Like, what is Patreon? What is .com?
Are you a modern prophet? And then he just dies.
He just
dies in his home lab.
But he's like, not before you rate and review on
his blood like gurgling.
So they found him still alive.
Truly beautiful
although
story.
Although half his face had been ripped off, exposing the skull beneath. His it's right like, arm
wait
was
for
missing.
Robot. Hold for robot.
His right arm was missing.
Uh-huh.
Surrounding him were rocketry papers.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be a better term for that. Look at all these rocketry papers.
Rock papers.
I got these rocketry papers around here.
They're 8.5 by 11, or you think it's like a wide ruled legal notebooks?
It's probably like a pentagram and then like some kind of theorem.
Yeah.
And then like a sexy woman.
Or I was thinking like a map, but there's lots of points that are connect on the map. And then there's a lot of like math shit under there.
Yeah. It's probably a lot of that. Is surrounding him was rocketry papers and pentagrams, occult drawings, and chemical formulae. He died shortly afterwards at 37 years old. When did Jesus die? At 33 years old? How long is a presidential term? 4 years?
What? Oh, my fucking God! Right here! You heard it here!
You heard it here first and never again because it's not interesting.
Nope. And we're done.
Yeah.
37, though. That's 10 years after most rock stars die.
So the devil gives you 10 extra years if you sell your soul.
Uh-huh. But you will go in a very violent way.
Yeah.
You don't get to go in a fun, drug-addled way.
Yeah, you get to go like in a... Yeah.
In your garage. You have to die in your garage.
Yeah. So what do we put together there? So, yeah. So, I mean, that's great.
Why did I not guess? I guess I haven't thought about him in a long time. I haven't thought about JPL in a long time either.
Well, what I wanted to do is I wanted to tell you what... I wanted to give you that, you know, give you that and then see if you could figure it out. And then when you found out what it was, did you get excited?
Yeah. I got. I would have...
You're excited with the intro,
right? I was
right?
very... Yeah. I was like... I just came. Yeah.
That took you there. Okay.
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
No? Is your grandma listening? Yeah, well,
she doesn't. She's more of a... She's more of a stuff you should know. Yeah. Stuff you should know.
Well, fine. Your
freakonomics.
What are you doing, you know?
She's into more of the stuff. But so we should go check that out.
Oh, my God. I should do a true crime haunted tour of Pasadena. Things are far apart, though. It's a little harder.
And I've noticed something, and people that are, you know, listening, if you follow our Instagram, I noticed when I posted a photo of Anton LaVey's San Francisco home, what was the San Francisco home, people really took to that.
Oh.
And I have a feeling that people are very, very interested in the conspiracy and the occult aspect of it. Not everyone's going to be. Sometimes, you know, you just want an abandoned random place.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's room for a little bit of like kind of the darker side of what's going on. Because, you know, also Hollywood is very entwined. I watched a documentary. It was Anton LaVey and James Mansfield documentary.
Yeah,
how James Mansfield was... kind of all like down, you know. They're
She was pretty down.
She was like, she would French kiss though with tongue.
Well, maybe take a...
I don't care if it's one of the Ten Commandments not to do that.
Take a page out of Jane Mansfield's book.
Are you possessed right now?
Oh no, I had a root canal earlier this week.
Oh, you did? Okay, so
we'll talk about it later. She was beheaded though.
Yeah. So
she's in Hollywood Forever Cemetery also. Yeah. We got fans.
Yeah, we got those are our fans. So we're going to go hit up this kind of, what is it, like a barbecue?
Yeah, it's like a Sunday BBQ.
Screaming
my
barbecue.
Neighbors.
Yeah, just these screaming kids.
My neighbors are 3 and 4.
Here's what these kids are doing. They're trying to plug their own podcast on here,
like,
trying to get free
out.
Come check out my one-man show. No thanks.
Stop it. We get it. You make buttons and you sell them on Etsy.
Yeah. So make sure to rate and review if you're on right now on Apple Podcast. If you're on Spotify, hit that follow button.
Yeah.
Follow us or anywhere that you're listening to this. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Watch for chill events.
Ghost
I
Town
will.
Pod. Yeah.
Instagram story when I'm tipsy. Watch for that.
And watch for that. You're going to get some of that when Rebecca has access. Everybody. And we want you to listen to this to a podcast trailer. We're going to check this out right now. It's called Suspect Convictions.
Settle in.
I was like, I don't want to listen to like a 3-minute, but I was like, but I mean, I know this podcast, so I was like, it's like a really good, like, it's like, oh, when it was ended, I was like, oh no, I want to listen.
Is this the trailer?
It is. I was the trailer the whole time, Rebecca.
Okay. Let's hear it.
In 1990, newspaper reporter Scott Reeder found a 9-year-old girl's body abandoned in an Iowa school playground.
I got to the school right when it was starting to get dark, and there was a police officer there, and the two of us walked over to where we could see a fire on the edge of the playground. We got about a foot from the flames and looked down and realized it was the body of a little girl that had been doused with gasoline and set on fire.
The case has haunted him for 27 years. Did the police arrest and a jury convict the wrong person? In 2017, Scott Reeder and the National Public Radio affiliate WVIK launched the podcast Suspect Convictions to explore that question. Suspect Convictions soared to number 2 in the world on iTunes' overall chart and captured a top honor for investigative reporting from the Associated Press. The defendant, Stanley Liggins, who has been granted a new trial, will go to court beginning August 28th. And Suspect Convictions will cover every day of the trial and provide you with the testimony jurors will hear, as well as some information they won't.
I ran a second test on it, different type of test. It's called a peak of tension test. I listed 7 different causes of death. Well, he nailed strangulation. He reacted to the strangulation because he knew that's how she died. So then I went over and told him, that's the guy. Well, then I was a hero.
Suspect Convictions is a podcast unlike any other. It asks the tough questions others fear to raise. They talk to witnesses.
I was brought out of my cell and told I needed to testify or else I'd be charged with accessory after the fact.
They talk to past jurors.
I've grown up with black people all my life, you know, in Africa, and most of them, you know, they can be, I won't say threatening, but they do appear sometimes to be aggressive looking or, you know, I don't want to sound like a racist or anything like that.
They talk to lawyers.
Don't be misled by dramatizations about circumstantial evidence. Evidence is evidence. And the jury is permitted and directed to give the weight that the evidence deserves.
And they look at irregularities in the case.
In one of the later post-conviction relief cases, it was determined that there were about 70 police reports that weren't turned over from the police department to the county attorney's office that had some exculpatory evidence.
Suspect Convictions complies with the high reporting standards of National Public Radio. It will post daily episodes throughout the trial, as well as commentary and information that will never be heard in the courtroom. To subscribe, look for Suspect Convictions on whatever podcasting platform you use.